Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 177 for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020. I have successfully pulled off my plan. Since I'm not at Dragon Con, I'm taking advantage of this end of the week to do my last overnight Nebraska passport trip of the year. And I have driven out to Ashland to pick up the last two remaining passport stops there. And I'm so excited about it, I skipped straight to that and totally didn't talk about the daily theme of the week, which is the other podcasts I'm listening to Wednesday, so let me go back to that. I've pretty much already covered all of the other podcasts I'm listening to. The only other one that I haven't mentioned so far has been very first one I was ever aware of, very first time anyone told me about podcasting, which was a family friend of ours. Said family friend knew this would have been in either November or December of 2005, or January of 2006, this family friend who knew I was a Star Trek fan told me to go check out willwheaton.net because he was starting a podcast, which is called Radio Free Burrito. And it was the first one I ever listened to, so this is my podcast origin story. And I believe it was from one of the comments on one of those early episodes that I discovered audiobooks, and so on from there. So there have been new episodes of Radio Free Burrito on and off over the years. Recently, there has been a series of people reading short stories in that feed. I haven't listened to any of them, but I have noticed them coming in, and it has been nice to see some activity there. To add some meta content, I have been listening to everyone else's podcasts in the feed. Ken, my condolences. I just got to your return episode. I'm sorry for your loss, but I'm glad you liked what I did with the days of the week themes. Thank you for the encouragement. And on my way out here, I was listening to Sonia and Jay tell their hiking trip story. That was pretty harrowing and exciting, but it was also pretty funny. And it certainly makes for some very entertaining listening. And now that I've said all of that about other podcasts, combining other podcasts I'm listening to Wednesday and a little bit more Meta Monday content, now let me get back to Nebraska passporting. This is Nebraska Tourism 2020, segment 33 of 35, Sailor 426 Winery and Salt Creek Mercantile. I am currently parked at Sailor 426 Winery, which is so named because that is the exit that I just got off of Interstate 80. It's exit 426 for Ashland. I learned that from the Nebraska Passport mobile app. It's a very pretty building. The rockwork columns and the entryway remind me a little bit of the wineries I grew up with or have seen in California where my parents live, and I took a picture. I'll try to remember to make it the featured image on my blog post for this episode. It's very pretty, has a very nice tasting room inside. It is just after 6 p.m. Central Time when I'm recording this. I was surprised when I came up here to see other cars here, but they are open into the evening, so I was able to go inside, and it does indeed have a very pretty tasting room, but I'm not really planning to stay very long because I've got another passport stop I want to hit, which I'm pretty sure is closed by now, but I do get e-stamps out here. And this is my long-haul night out to central Nebraska. And I'd like to do some of it before it gets too dark. Of course, I'm still driving straight into the sun, but there really wasn't any avoiding that. I will talk to you when I get to my next stop. I'm at Salt Creek Mercantile in downtown Ashland. And to give you an overview, downtown Ashland is so cute and so pretty. It's probably my favorite. And it's fairly busy too, as you can tell by all the cars that are driving by. Sorry about that. I might have to pause here and there, and I have to keep the window open, it's too hot, otherwise. On the next block down, on the way in here, I passed Glacial Till Tasting Room and Postscript, a card and stationery store, both of which have been on past passport tours. I actually went into Glacial Till at the end of one of our first day. I think it was at the end of one of our group trips. We ended up there on our way back home. And Postscript I just came out to myself. I think it might have been last year. Maybe it was 2 years ago. But it was really cute. I really wish I could have gone inside. And today, I should have come here first. I assumed they would have closed at 5, they actually closed at 6, so if I'd come here first instead of... Thanks a lot, Mr. Pickup Truck. If I'd come here first instead of going to Cellar 426 Winery first, I could have gotten the paper stamp, but I've just got my e-stamp, I'll just be happy with that. It's a really cute store with home and kitchen decor stuff in it. And the decal on the window reads, Salt Creek Mercantile, locally crafted furniture, decor, and home provisions, established 2018. Again, I'm really happy to see new or relatively new businesses getting more attention from the Nebraska Passport Tour. I wish them well, and I hope that the Nebraska Passport Tour helped them do well. I will stop here because that's my Nebraska passport tourism for today. Tomorrow, when I get up, I will record at the first four stops I go to, and that will be my content for Thursday and Friday. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.